Okay, I'm hoping you can all hear me. I'm thinking I'm. Can anyone hear me, or is everybody muted? Okay, it sounds like you're all muted. Okay, why don't we go ahead tonight? I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I'm going to share some testimonials. You know, every week we get testimonials at LeBry, and recently we just received so many, many wonderful testimonials, and I just had to share some of them with you. And the reason is because it's going to tie into our call tonight and what our topic of conversation is going to be this evening. But one of the testimonials that I received is from a woman from Gilbert, Arizona, and this just came in the other day, and I wanted to share that with you. She says, I would like to say that my skin has never been so soft. I'm also using the Active Firm, and it is wonderful. I have noticed my lines have diminished dramatically. I live in the sun state, and to have skin look this good is wonderful. People I meet rarely realize how old I actually am. That's the best compliment I like to get, and your products help make these comments happen often. Thanks so much to my great consultant, Lynn Weston, who turned me on to this wonderful product. So, Lynn, if you're on the call tonight, congratulations. You really helped this lady, and she's delighted. Another testimonial I'd like to share is from a woman who has her daughter has eczema, and she writes, my daughter has eczema and a very reddish, roughish type complexion. I gave her my travel kit package I'd gotten, and she called last night saying she used it Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night, and this is the least red her face has been in over 3 years, and her face feels so soft. She wants exactly what came in the travel kit, and I think that would be the gentle skincare set. We both are falling in love with the Daily Moisturizing Hand and Body Lotion as well, so here's the order. So again, wonderful testimonial. We even have a testimonial on a woman who is a LeBry consultant today on our Nutri-Aloe health juice drink. And this is, the consultant's name is Beth Romano. And Beth, if you're on the call tonight, I'm just so thrilled for you. I just had to share this with everybody because it's just such a great testimonial. But here we have someone who has been afflicted with rheumatoid arthritis. And she writes, I started taking Nutri-Aloe in September to see if it would have any anti-inflammatory effects on my rheumatoid arthritis. I've been a consultant for over a year but had never tried it. I took it for 4 months, and then I put it to the test, my test. I stopped taking one of my Celebrex pills. I had tried to cut back on Celebrex twice before with no luck. My aches and pains came back within a week. So then I would have to start taking that Celebrex pill all over again. In December, when the report on Celebrex came out that links it to heart complications, I decided to try it and cut out one Celebrex pill again. That was Christmas Eve. As of today, I am still off of that one pill, and I only take Celebrex once a day. I attribute this success to the Nutri-Aloe. There can be no other reason. I will try to cut back on another pill in a few weeks to one every other day. We'll see how far I can go. Maybe I'll be able to get off Celebrex completely. My mom just started taking the Nutri-Aloe. It helps her rheumatoid also. I totally believe in Nutri-Aloe now, and I'm telling anyone who will listen to me about my success story. Thank you for this amazing product. Now, this email I had gotten in January on the 17th, and on March I received a follow-up email. And she writes again, Linda, I have an unbelievable news. I have been off the Celebrex for 1 month, totally off. I still have to pinch myself sometimes because I can hardly believe it, all thanks to Nutri-Aloe. What a great and health-giving product. Now, that's exciting. And I'm not saying that we can all run around telling everybody that if you're on Celebrex, you can go off of it. That's not, you know, we can't diagnose, we can't make claims like that. But here is a real live person who has found relief and is able to get off of a drug that has been known now to cause health, you know, probable health conditions somewhere down the road. And the reason I started with testimonials tonight is because wherever you live, whatever city you're in now, you have a gold mine in your own backyard. If you are brand new to LeBry and you're on the call tonight, good for you. I congratulate you for taking the time to get on the call. And if you've been with us for a while, and perhaps you are looking for ways to build your business faster, get out your pens and papers, because I'm going to give you a whole bunch of ideas tonight of what you can do to truly get your businesses up and running. But each and every one of you, Libri is still a new company. It's growing, and yes, the name is becoming more well-known in certain areas, but there are still thousands of people who would love to be using Libri if they just simply knew that it existed. And one of the things that you have to be willing to do is you have to be willing to open your mouth and get the word out. I always say that your office must be open, and of course your office is your mouth. You have to be willing to share freely with everybody you meet, because I looked at it this way. Every person you meet is using something on their skin, whether it be a system, whether it be a hodgepodge, whether it be soap. So I felt that I was on a mission. It was my goal to in my mindset, to rescue people away from the products that they were using and introducing them to Libri. And I started initially with family and friends, and I also created what I called my prospect list. And a prospect list is something that everyone should have. If you're new in the business and you've never had a prospect list, you need to put one together. If you've been in the business for a while and you've never had a prospect list, now is the time to create one, because you really do meet and know more people than you think you do. Think of people that were neighbors, past and present. I'm going to give you some ideas right now of people that you can put on your list. Families that you know with children, friends from high school and college, church. Think of all the working moms you know. Think of all the stay-at-home moms you know. People from your holiday card list. Teachers, former coworkers, if you belong to any clubs or organizations. So there are just, you know, these are little memory joggers. And what you're going to find is when you take the time to create a prospect list, as you sit quietly and just kind of really start thinking about all the people you come in contact with during the day, people that you do business with are other people that you can put on the list. Maybe you go to a dry cleaner's on a regular basis, and maybe there are one or two people there that you see all the time, or maybe you work out at a health club. Perhaps there's a favorite teller at the bank, or maybe you know all the tellers at the bank, but you have to understand that there are people everywhere. No one needs to have a lack of business, because there is enough business out there for everyone. The key to building your client base and really getting people on the product and booking lessons is all about how willing are you to get out there consistently to share these products with people that you meet, people you know, as well as people that you don't know. You have to also be willing to set some goals for yourself as to how many people you're going to contact perhaps each day, each week. It's all about making it a mindset. It's not something that, if you're in the building mode, it's not something that you want to think about, well, this week I'm going to build my business. And then you don't think about it for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden another day comes and you think, well, I think I need to get out there and build my business today. That is not the right mindset. You need to be prepared for the opportunities, because they'll come. Opportunities are knocking at your door each and every day. If you are thinking about it and if you're looking for it, it shall come to you. I have no doubt in my mind about that. I know, because I've been out there, they're doing it for many years myself. But you can build this business quickly, or you can build it slowly. And I'm sure that most of you want to build this business quickly. So again, start with family and friends, but eventually you're going to find that your best customers, the ones that are going to appreciate you and your product the most, generally are people that you don't know yet. It's also important to have a 30-second commercial ready. These are things you want to do to prepare for getting out there and sharing the product. Now, the 30-second commercial it should be scripted. You should write it down. And it's something that you will use when you talk with people about what you are involved with. Because, you see, commercials come on television all the time. When you think about it, they're quick. They last, what, a minute? And these commercials are designed to really grab you, to really drop the seed that this is a new product, and it's a great product. And many times these commercials, if they're clever enough, they have you singing or humming or whistling the little jingle that goes along with it, or maybe they come up with a clever phrase of some kind, because they're betting that they're going to get inside of your brain and they're going to sell you their product in 1 minute. Well, that's why we call it the 30-second commercial, because it's something that you're going to say within a 30-second to 60-second time frame that is going to let people know that you've got something exciting going on in your life and that you want to share it with them. Now, I'm going to share with you a 30-second commercial and how you would use this commercial. For example, perhaps you're shopping at the mall and you run into an old friend. Cindy, hi, how are you? It's great to see you. You look great. How is the family? Okay, so you do a little warm chatter. She eventually may ask you, well, how have you been? Or so what have you been up to? Now, here is your chance to employ that 30-second commercial. This is where you can tell her what you're doing and what's going on in your life. Okay, I have started a new venture that I am so excited about. Or you can say, I have something wonderful in my life that I have been doing for about a year now. I've been doing for about 6 months now. Have you heard of Labrie Pure Natural yet? You haven't? Wow, it's really growing and everybody's talking about it. Now, this is something that I said even when Labrie was only a week old, because I figured if I said everybody was talking about it, eventually everybody would be talking about it. But you see, that was my mindset. Okay, I was talking about it, and I was working on getting everybody talking about it. So it's great to say that. You know, everybody's talking about it, because that makes people think, oh, why haven't I heard about it yet? You know, am I missing out on something? Then continue your commercial with, Labrie is a new skincare and cosmetic company that I am introducing into our area. Labrie uses aloe as the first ingredient in their skincare formulations. Do you currently use anything special to take care of your skin? What do you use to wash and moisturize your skin? Are you happy with the results that you're getting? See, these are some of the questions that you ask. The reason that you want to ask, are you currently using anything special to take care of your skin, is because this will let you know if she's even into skincare or not. She may say to you, oh, you know, I use brand ABC, and I've been using it for 5 years. Well, that'll let you know that she's been using a system. Or she may say to you, no, I just use whatever is on sale. Or no, I just use I'm a soap and water gal. All these are little clues that will give you an idea of how seriously she takes or is involved with skincare. It gives you a real good understanding of what she's using by asking her, are you happy with the results? You're finding out, is she happy? And if she says yes or no, it doesn't matter. You would continue with, what if there was something out there that could give you even better results than what you are experiencing now? Wouldn't you like to know about it? That is key, that phrase. What if there was something out there that could give you even better results than you're experiencing now? Wouldn't you like to know about it? I have never, in 20-some years, have had anyone say to me, no, I wouldn't. Of course, we all want to know about something that's better. Okay, and then another thing that I always would like to say to people is, do you like the idea of using natural-based products versus chemical-based products? If you had a choice, what would you prefer? Well, when you think about it, who do you know is going to say, well, I would prefer chemical? It's never happened. Because what you're already doing is you're getting her to think, wow, this sounds natural. This sounds really exciting, chemical versus natural-based. And just briefly say how Labrie prides itself on their ingredients. You know, Cindy, I would love to treat you to our 5-piece mini skincare starter kit. Would you enjoy trying something different on your skin? See, that is a 30-second commercial, and this is something that you can use wherever you go. This is something that you can use if you're at a party, and someone comes up to you and they say, well, hi, Mary, how are you? How have you been? So what's new? I'm sure you hear, most of us hear that all the time. So what's new or what's going on? This is now where you would employ that 30-second commercial. And these 30-second commercials, they work. The key in getting them to work for you is to write out your 30-second commercial, and then commit to putting it to memory. Memorize it. Because I know for myself, if I just try winging it, if I just try, you know, letting my words flow, half the time it never comes out the way that I meant it to come out. Many times I'd walk away and say, oh, I forgot to say this, or I should have said that. But if you put it to memory, practicing it, you're going to find that this flows very naturally. And the more you practice, the more natural it'll come, and the more confident that you will sound. Now, the key thing also, if someone says to you after you do a 30-second commercial and you offer them an opportunity to try the 5-piece skincare mini starter kit, if someone would come back and they would say no to you, again, remember, people don't say no to you. They say no to their fears, or they say no to, geez, I don't really understand what this is, or why it would be better. That's the only reason you're going to get a no, because they don't really understand. But if someone would say no to you, the one thing that I've learned to say is that, you know, I respect the fact that you've been using ABC products for a long time, but once you experience the LeBri difference, once you see the difference that LeBri can make, you will never again want to use anything else on your skin. And then be prepared and have with you your LeBri versus the competition, and then leave her with that brochure. Always, when you're out building in your area, the key thing is to be prepared at all times. When I launched this company in April of 1998, I had my car filled with brochures, and these were homemade little things that we did at the time from off of the computer. It was nothing like we have today. We had these little sample bottles that we hand-stickered these little labels on that we just, you know, typed on and printed off the computer. It was nothing, not anywhere near what we have today. And, you know, it worked. It worked. I went out there with my samples, and I went out there with my brochure. And as generic as everything looked, the bottles were white. There was just sticky little labels on them. People were interested. Now, I'm not saying that everyone that I talked to said yes, 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 but I found that the more people I spoke to, the numbers were always in my favor. You see, you run into challenges when all you do is talk to one or two people a week. That's very slow progress, because if you talk to one person or two people and then one out of the two say, well, no, thank you, you really don't have the numbers working in your favor. So you have to realize that you have to create a momentum, and you have to be prepared to do that by being sure that you have the starter, little mini starter kits. We're using some new language now where we were calling them samples. But right now we find that people like the idea of calling them mini 5-piece skincare starter kit. Because when you think about it, you're getting them started. This is their little starter kit. And eventually, after they've used these little starter kits up, they're going to want to progress and move on to the bigger sizes. So it's a great new way of, you know, using a little bit of a new language. And people are finding it's really exciting and it's working for them. Okay, so be ready to meet and talk with people about LeBri. Wherever you go, parks, Little League games, standing in line, whether it be at the grocery store, standing in line if you're buying tickets for something. When you're preparing yourself, and you know, you have to prepare in your mind that you're going to go out there and you're going to meet people everywhere that want and need what you have to offer. That's the kind of mindset that you have to go out when you're building in your area, because remember, wherever you go, any woman that you meet that's within 3 feet of you is either a potential customer or a potential recruit. But it's your job to make sure that you make that connection. Okay, so you have to have the mindset of success. And again, you have to think, always think that you have something special and people want and need what you have. You want to approach people who look like they take pride in how they look. What I mean by that is someone that perhaps wears a small amount of makeup, someone that maybe her nails are done, you know, not someone who looks like they just got out of bed in the morning. You want to approach people who look like they really enjoy taking care of themselves. The other thing that's important is put a smile on your face and be enthusiastic. You've got something that will change people's lives. If you were on the call earlier, you heard a few of the testimonials. This is life-changing stuff, whether we're helping people with rheumatoid arthritis or we're helping people with acne or eczema or psoriasis or scar tissue. I mean, that's what these products are doing. They are changing people's lives. And then when you look at our opportunity and how it's changing people's lives, that, too, is just, it's incredible. How can you not be excited? How can you not want to share? I remember when I was doing samples, when we first launched Libri, there were days that I handed out 20 to 25, and there was one day I handed out 32 samples. Now, you have to remember, I made this a full-time job, because in my situation, this for me was, I had to survive. Nobody knew. This was a brand new product. Nobody on the planet, maybe 5-6 people, knew that it existed. So I was on a real mission, and I had a sense of urgency like you can't believe. And I got out there, and I started sharing, and I learned the 30-second commercial, and I'd approach people. One of the things that I did was I went to department stores. Walmart was my favorite, and I would watch women as they went through the cosmetic department, and they would look and pick up jars and packages, and they'd read them and put them back on the shelf, and I literally would walk up to the lady, and I'd say, excuse me, you know, I'd love to get your opinion on something. I am working with a brand new line of pure natural skincare products called Libri, and I'm looking for someone that who would enjoy trying a sample and then giving me their opinion on this new product. Would you enjoy trying a sample? And people, many times they would say, oh, you know, I'm looking for something different. Or sometimes someone would be kind of funny. They'd say, oh, you think you can help this old face? And, you know, it was fun. Sure, every now and then I got a no, and you're going to get some no's too. That's part of the numbers games. Nobody gets there with all yeses. But I found that it became so much fun. And really, you can hand out many samples. Now, this was done over quite a few hours of time, but I went throughout my entire community. I went into a retirement center, and I shared samples with the woman at the reception desk who started sampling it with nurses who ended up having a lesson and whose sister-in-law became a recruit, and she recruited people. And it was amazing. A whole leg started from me handing out a sample at a retirement center to the receptionist. She introduced it to the nurses, and the whole thing just started to gain momentum and mushroom. I remember many times sitting in the parking lot at Walmart again, and as women would walk to their cars, they'd have their carts and their packages, and as they'd be walking to their automobiles, I would watch them, and as they start loading their cars in, I would approach them and say, excuse me, could I get your opinion on something? And I had never, ever have I had anyone who was upset with me or anything like that. I had some people say, well, no, thank you, I'm not interested. That's happened. But I've never had anyone that was rude or upset with me, because you see, it's not what I expected, and you always get what you expect in life. So if you're out there sharing the product with people and you have a good mindset about it, people sense that about you. You're giving off a positive, exciting, enthusiastic type of an aura. And people will be very excited to try something new. And people love giving you their opinion. They love sharing what they think about something. Okay, at the park, if you have little ones and you're going to be going to the park this spring, this summer, I'm sure there's going to be lots of moms that you'll see at the park. It's a wonderful place to strike up a conversation and offer someone a mini starter kit. I'm sure many of you have children in little league games. Another thing you need to do, if you don't know some of the moms, befriend them. I remember one year I was sitting next to a woman whose teenage daughter was watching her younger brother play baseball, and her legs were bitten up horribly from mosquito bites. And this child, this teenager, was constantly itching and itching and itching. And I had the aloe gel on me because it was a very humid summer, And the aloe gel, by the way, is wonderful. If you get a mosquito bite, you put a little dollop on your bite immediately, and it takes the bite, the itching away, and it takes the red down. And I'm watching this child scratch away, so I offered her some aloe gel and told the mother about it. And the mother's looking at the container, and she gave the okay for her daughter to try it. And within minutes, her daughter says, "I can't believe it, Mom. I'm not itching." Well, that led to further conversation. The lady booked a lesson, and she didn't sign up, but a friend of hers at the lesson became a consultant. That's how it's done. Wherever you go, it's nothing more than a mindset. If you're in the waiting room at the doctor's office, how many times are there other ladies there waiting? Okay, perfect time to say, "Hey, you know, I'd love to get your opinion on something." It's really that simple. Another place that was a real gold mine for me was going to the food court at the local mall. I found that if you'd go around lunchtime, a lot of people would be coming from banks and other places of employment, and they'd be getting their lunch, and they'd come in groups, 3, 4, or 5 gals in a group, and they'd get their lunch, and they'd sit down, and they'd eat their lunch and have conversation. And I would sit somewhere watching this, and I'd have a cup of coffee or a diet soda. And then, just as they get into their meals and they start eating, I'd approach the table. And I'd say, "Ladies, I know you're on your lunch break and I don't take much of your time, but I'm so excited. I just had to come over. I saw all of you here, you know, talking. And, you know, I'm working with this wonderful line of pure natural skincare products called LeBlanc. Have you heard of it yet?" "Oh, you have. You know, I'm looking for people that would like to try this product, try a free sample, and then give me their opinion on the product. Would you girls enjoy trying a free sample of LeBri Pure Natural?" And many times when they're a group, you're going to have one or two go, "Oh, really? Well, what is it?" And, you know, someone else might be more quiet, and you have the more talkative one. And I can't tell you, there were times that they even invited me to sit at the table. I mean, this truly does happen. But you see, you have to get out there, and you have to create these opportunities for yourself. I have to smile because I had received a testimonial from a LeBri consultant, and I'm just going to share that with you real quickly. And she says, "You know, I've been listening to you for months talking about allowing LeBri to get into you. I always ask myself, self, how do you know when that happens? What will it take? Well, I decided in January that what I was doing was not working, and I have to stop waiting for lessons to come to me. I have to go out and at least get them started. So I overcame my fear of sharing the products with other people. I was used to doing warm sampling with people that I was acquainted with, other moms at school, the girls at the bank, but I just didn't at the time have the courage to go after people in parking lots. Anyway, I started booking lessons from cold sampling, and those lessons started turning into recruits, and it has been so exciting for me. Now I know what it feels like when LeBri gets into you. I have had this fluttering in my heart for months now, and it's such an awesome feeling." And she goes on just to say how they're going on a trip this summer because now she's got the extra income and they feel comfortable going. But see, that's what it's all about. You can't be afraid of letting people in your area know who you are and what you have to offer. In your community, everywhere you go, you need to be known as "There's that LeBri lady." Another great way to market your business is to wear your pins. Put one on your purse, put one on your blouse, your blazer, your sweater, your T-shirt. Wear your pins. And one person I know wears her pins upside down. The reason that she does this is because people will tell her it's upside down, and, of course, she can strike up a conversation. See, the whole thing is to also have a sense of humor about your business. Have fun when you're out there. I mean, what a cute idea, purposely wearing your pin upside down so that someone's going to say, "Oh, you know, you got your pin upside down." And then, of course, it's a cute, funny little thing, and you start talking about, "Oh, that's my LeBri pin. By the way, have you ever heard of LeBri Pure Natural?" "You haven't. Everyone's talking about it." See, right away, it's a conversation opener. It's a great way of letting people know what you have to offer is by wearing your pins, and you can order pins. They're on the supply sheet if you don't have them. A lot of people also find that there is local pin shops in your area. If you have an idea of a pin that you'd rather have, then you can have something like that made as well. The other thing that's important is that when you are paying bills, here's another way that you can expand your name and your exposure in your area, is put a LeBri versus the competition in with your bills. The ladies at the restaurant, the waitress at the restaurant, leave a LeBron versus the competition with the person there. Share the samples with your waitress. Share samples with the woman that's seating you at your table. But wherever you go, it's all about marketing yourself. And what's exciting, this is what will start to happen if you start doing this. If you are willing to go out and let people know that you exist and that what you have to offer is exciting, in time, you will start to receive referrals. And, of course, you need to ask for them as well, but you're going to find that other people will help you start spreading the word about LeBri. And that's what I love, because I started in April, and by September 1st, I had recruited something like, it was almost close to 50 people. Now imagine that in such a short time. But that's because the numbers were working in my favor. It wasn't Linda out there anymore doing all the talking. I created a hub of people that were now using and loving the product, and they in turn they were telling their family and their friends. And you see, once you start this momentum, once it gets going for you, you don't have to cold sample. If cold sampling isn't something that you're very fond of, there comes a point in time where you're going to be so busy with referrals, you're not going to have time to do that. But if you're someone right now that wants more business, that needs to make more income, that really wants to experience the rewards of what this business can bring to you and your family, you got to say to yourself, okay, I've got to do something. What should I do? What do I need to do? Or what can I do to get my name and the LeBri name known in my community? And if you're in an area where there's other consultants, that's wonderful. There's just so much wide open territory. There is absolutely no saturation anywhere. But if you are one of those fortunate ones that are on the call tonight, perhaps you're the only one in your area. That's exciting, because you can build this mountain of people and you're going to be on the top of that whole heap. I mean, you got to look at it that way. Look at the potential that you have, because I'll tell you, once it gets going, there's no stopping it. That's what's exciting. But like anything, you got to help the flame get started. You got to get that little spark first before it turns into a flame, before it turns into the bonfire. And that's how you got to work on ways on marketing yourself. The best and easiest ways I found, again, just to recap, is to work on that prospect list. Perhaps there's people that you have yet to even talk to about LeBri. Maybe you've been procrastinating for whatever reason. If they're not buying LeBri, they're buying something. Why not LeBri? You're going to be offering them a much better, healthier, safer product, and most chances are you're going to be saving them money, and they're going to be seeing results. They're going to come back, and they're going to be sending you emails like the ones that you heard when we started the call. The other thing that's important to understand is that, again, when they say no to you, don't take it personally. Okay, that's important. Don't take no's personally. Move on. Because somewhere down the road, that same person may be invited to a lesson. You might run into her again 6 months later. Okay, so again, if they say no thank you to you, the key thing there is to have that LeBri versus the competition brochure handy and offer her the brochure anyway. Make sure that your name, phone number, email address is on that brochure, and be sure that you say to her, you know, I'm glad you're being honest with me, but please take a few minutes to read this brochure. I know that you're going to find it really interesting and quite eye-opening. If you change your mind and you decide that you would enjoy trying our 5-piece mini starter skincare starter kit, my name and number is right here. You can contact me, because I can promise you something. Once you try LeBri, you will never want to go back and put anything else on your skin again. Because you see, when you say that, she's going to remember that. That's a powerful statement. And you always have to remember, too, if someone says no to you for whatever reason, whether it be on trying the product, or if you're at a lesson and they don't buy for whatever reason, or if it's a prospect that you're trying to recruit, you can't really lose something that you've never had. You just can't. Okay? So it's all about setting a plan, putting a plan together. What is your plan for the month of May? Okay, how many people are you going to talk to? How many people are you going to contact? And how many brochures are you going to hand out? Because the more of this that you get going in your community, the faster your business is going, the more seeds. I always say, keep planting those seeds, because the more seeds you're going to have, the more flowers you're going to have, the more will bloom and the bigger the harvest that you're going to reap in the months ahead. The key, be willing to get out there and share the news about Labrie. You'll start helping people and getting testimonials just like the ones that I read earlier tonight, and you're going to start to build that momentum. Don't allow the fear of talking to other people keep you from your dreams. I love the old phrase, and that is that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Now, once you do start taking these steps, each step will take you closer and closer to your goal. The trick to success sounds very simplistic because it really is. It's very simple. Just begin. Take a single step, followed by another, and then another. Stay centered in the present moment as best as you can. Don't look too far ahead. Don't look too far back either. If you follow this simple plan, take it day by day, take it step by step, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish over time. But the key is to get started now. Right now, we are in some of the best building months of the year. Spring is an outstanding time to really get out there and build your business. And it's because people are getting out more. And, you know, with summer coming, there's going to be picnics and there's going to be family gatherings. You're going to have more, there's more exposure. I mean, even June, July, and August, these are fabulous months to meet people and get them informed about Labrie. You know, through the years, people have told me about the book that they were going to write or the savings account that they are about to open or the businesses that they're going to start. And, you know, in many instances, these plans and dreams keep getting put off until the conditions are right. And I know sometimes we think, well, you know, tomorrow's a better day or next week is a better time or next month will be better. This month is too busy. One of the most powerful messages that I can share with you, and it's one that I'm absolutely certain of, is this. In almost all cases, the conditions that people are waiting for will not be significantly different next week, next month, or next year. Now, don't worry that the conditions have to be perfect. You know, the truth is that you are still going to have to take that first step. And if you take it now instead of later, you're going to be many steps closer to your dreams by this time next year. And it's, again, it's have fun with it. There's so many creative things that you can do to really build this business faster. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to open up the lines and see if any of you have any questions for me that pertain to business building in your community or any other, you know, anything that has to do with business building. Okay, can you hear me? Hello? All right, let me try this again.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
I think we're all on now, Linda.
Yep.
Linda, can you hear us?
No, I still covered.
Linda.
Hello.
Linda?
Hello.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, we all can hear each other, so let's see if we can get, hopefully Linda will be on in a moment.
The conference is in lecture mode.
Hey, can you hear me now? Huh.
The The conference
Linda?
Is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yay!
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're so excited.
That's a job. Okay, does anyone have any questions for me?
Linda?
Yes.
This is Chris Baker. I do have a question.
Okay.
Oh, Chrissy.
Yes?
Hey,
when we're using
tonight.
The guest list, and you get a no because they're really pleased with the product they're using, how would you spin off that and still try to get them the brochure to read, the LeBry versus the competition?
Okay, that's an easy one, okay? If they say, you know, I use ABC and I just love it, first thing that you want to do is say, you know, I really respect that and I understand, but let me ask you something. If something out there was better than you're currently using, something that would even give you better results than what you're getting now, wouldn't you want to know about it? Have you ever tried that, Chris?
Well, I did tonight, but I probably didn't say it as well as you did, and I didn't have much luck. So I was going to ask, would you still, if you had that person's address, would you still send them that with a little note?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And you just put in there, just really enjoyed meeting you. I certainly respect the fact that you're enjoying your product. And then you write it in there.
Okay.
And just say, and then if you ever decide to change your mind, you know, please, my name and number is on here. I would love to treat you to our mini five-piece starter kit for you to try because I can promise you. And you need to use words like that because, you see, that's how I feel. When I say to someone, I can promise you that once you try LeBry, you will never want to go back to what you're using. I really believe that.
I do, too. I agree.
And it comes across.
Okay.
Linda, I have a question.
And who's this?
This is Pam Lass.
Hi, Pam.
Hi. Chrissy, I'm listening in.
Bless you.
Well, I have tried this, Linda, with my cousin. I called her up, and I told her, you know, how excited I was, and she watched me grow up, and, you know, I explained about my skin and how bad it was and how I decided to take a chance and try something different because it was, you know, all natural, and I explained everything right down to the minutest detail.
Mm-hmm.
And she has been hooked on Avon for, like, 20-some years, and she said, you know, it works for her and, you know, da-da-da. And I even said what Chris told me to say, what Chrissy said. If there's something out there that's even better for your skin, wouldn't you want to try it?
Mm-hmm.
She still wasn't even willing
to do that.
Hey,
have you given
it.
Her the LeBry versus brochure yet?
No. Do you think I should try sending her one?
That is the working tool. That is the one tool that you want to invest in. You don't need to invest in catalogs. The only people that I ever gave catalogs to was someone who purchased a five-piece skincare set or better. Or they'd have to ask me for them. But the only time that I just gave out catalogs, that's really not the tool to give to new people.
Well,
I
figure then that kind of just,
right.
You know, then they're just kind of just like looking at the prices and really not concentrating on really what it does for your skin.
See, the LeBry Versus is an educational tool. And what this person needs more than anything is you told her your personal product testimonial, but she needs education. She probably, one thing that you can also say to people like her is, do you know what is in the product that you are currently using?
Yeah, I do ask that. And I actually, at my last party, this one woman's mother came to the party, and she told me she'd used, like, this cold cream stuff for forever. And I said, well, do me a favor once. I said, bring it along once. And bless her heart, she did. So when I said, are you aware of what the number one ingredient in the product that you're using is, this woman picked up her, you know, cold cream pump bottle, and she goes, water.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes. And I said, and that's what you're going to find in all the other products out there except for LeBry.
But the key thing that you want to educate on is the harmful ingredients, because if it's a cold cream, there will be either paraffin or beeswax.
Right.
So what you need to say to people like that is you need to challenge what you're putting on your skin.
And
you know,
it's
not about using Avon lipstick. If you like Avon's lipstick and it works for you, that's fine. But what I'm talking about are the products that you use to cleanse and moisturize. Are you aware that there are ingredients that cosmetic companies are using that will cause actual premature aging of the skin?
See,
then give her the brochure. Pardon me?
A lot of people weren't aware of that when I told them there was, like, you know, the mineral oil.
Right.
The
but lanolin. That's what you have to do. What you have to do is you've got to give them the Labrai Versus, and it's all about education.
And
because
so then,
once people challenge what they're putting on their skin, they're going to be more open to trying something new. And the other thing is you have to remember, family sometimes can be the most challenging.
Right.
I remember that when I first started in this business 20-some years ago, my family was the last that hopped on my bandwagon. And that
really?
Was okay because you have to remember there are people out there. There are hundreds, thousands of people out there. But the key thing is you have to look at how many people are you talking to every week. If it's only one or two here and there, of course your business will grow rather slowly. But if you're talking to, you know, 10 people a week, and that's easy to do. I've done it in one day, and not be afraid. I mean, it's fun. You know, once you get into the swing of it, you're going to find it's very rewarding as well.
Linda,
does anybody else have any questions for me?
I have a question.
Question.
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. With when you don't give someone a sample that you're cold sampling and they decide to take the brochure instead, have you ever take them up on giving them a call anyway and following up with them to see if they've read the brochure? Do you contact any of those people?
Oh, sure.
Or ask for phone numbers?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, when you meet people, many times you'll meet people where there's a warm feeling, you know, where it feels warm, it feels comfortable. And I find that I love meeting people. I enjoy meeting new people. My whole thing is all about turning strangers into friends. And it's a whole lot of fun, and I find that when you meet someone who is warm and receptive, it's very easy to say, well, you know, I'd love to check in with you or give you a call to just get your opinion on what you've learned from reading this brochure. Would that be all right?
Great.
You know, would you feel comfortable with that? And I have found also, and this is something to remember, everybody, is that sometimes your most challenging people can end up being your best supporters.
And that's true.
Amen.
I have had
that
happen
that's
many
true.
Times.
Amen
you know?
To that.
So
I want to tell you, Linda, in 25 years, I just want to say thank you because this is the best my skin has ever looked. This is Pam, Chris Baker's recruit.
Isn't that nice to hear, Chris?
Yes, it is.
It is the best. This was the best thing that I ever did, and that was one of the motivators for me to go was because I needed something. I just needed something different. Nothing was working, and I was getting older, and I've worked with Chrissy for years and years and years, and I trusted her judgment, and this is the best. My skin has ever looked. My husband notices the difference. My teenagers are noticing the difference. Their friends come into my home and they're like, you know, Mom, they call me Mom. What can I do for this and what can I do for that? And pretty soon I've got all my stuff out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's what it's all about. It's like, what if Chris wouldn't have shared the products with you? See, and
I know,
that's what you have to realize.
I just can't believe what my skin would still be going through this horrible, terrible flip-flop. You know, this is the most consistently healthy it has been in years.
Mm-hmm.
In years.
And that's what it's all about. In every community right now, there are women out there that are struggling with skin issues. And they don't know where to turn. There are just so many products on the market. And, of course, everybody's telling you that their products are the best, but nobody's educating. So what you have to remember is when you're talking with people, the key to opening the door is to throw in some education. And that's where the Libri Verses comes in. Get familiar with that brochure so that you can easily talk about it and say, you know, there are so many ingredients like mineral oil and waxes that are being put into skincare products today that will actually cause more problems in the long run. Are you aware of that? It's about asking questions. Are you aware of that? And then wherever you go, be willing to leave brochures with people, because I've heard stories where people will pick up a brochure, they'll take it home, and I do this. I'll go somewhere and I pick up something, and don't you all have kind of a junk drawer somewhere in your house?
Yeah.
And you throw things in your junk drawer. Okay, and all of a sudden you're cleaning it out, and you look and you say, oh, and you read it, and all of a sudden you decide, well, you know, my skin isn't been doing well, and I've tried different things. Maybe I will call this person. I have heard stories like that, and it's happened to me personally many, many times. We have time for one more quick question. Does anybody have another question?
I have a question.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Julie Rick.
Hi, Julie.
Hello. I just wanted to get your opinion on introducing the product by way of like a small advertising ad or a small display ad in the newspaper or the shopper's guide or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Because I am one of those people who is the only consultant in my town or city, and I need
lucky
to get
you.
The word out.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
<Lucky you. laughs>
And I have to get the name out there in mass mm-hmm. quantities.
Right. Well, I want you to know that when I launched the Bri, I was just like you. I was no different than any of you people on the phone. It was just me in my area having to get the word out there. And the thing with advertising is if you're going to do an ad, you have to be willing to run it for a minimum of 4 weeks. One-time deal won't work.
No.
And I've talked to advertisers about it because people need to see something more than once before many times. Just like you see a commercial and the first time you see it, you pay attention half-heartedly, but the second time it might grab you, and the third time, oh, this is kind of interesting. Maybe I'll try this new antibacterial cleaning sponge. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's expensive. I've never done it. I found that truly the way to build fast is to get a core of people on the products and get them started using the products, and then moving them to the full sizes. And then after they're on that, getting them with lessons, because lessons will be the fastest means of getting you to where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go ahead and decide you want to do an ad, the key thing there is at least four times, same time of the week, so that people will see that over and over again.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I guess we have time for one more.
Linda, move us from the sample sizes to full body. I have the samples. I've used them for a week now. Take me to a sale. Close the sale
okay,
on me.
Okay, I'm calling you up. Is this Shirley?
Yes.
Hi, Shirley.
Hey.
I'm calling you up, and I'm saying, well, hi, this is Linda. I met you over at Walmart the other day, and I know you're using she's using the samples. You're on the samples. I've given you our five-piece mini starter kit. And how are you enjoying the product so far, Shirley?
Oh, they're great.
Okay, what are you noticing?
Oh, they're great. I'm getting this kind of one-syllable kind of things.
Yeah, okay.
No exclamations or nothing that I can hang my hat on
okay.
to take them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, if they say, oh, great, the next thing I'd say was, well, what are you noticing?
Well, my face is smoother,
your face
softer.
Is smoother. And how is the Bri comparing to what you were using prior?
Well, can I be negative and say, well, there's really no difference other than my face is softer.
Oh, but that's wonderful, Shirley, because this is what's starting to happen. You have to remember, these are just trial sizes. It's going to take you at least 30 days before your skin is going to do a complete turnabout.
Oh.
But if your skin is already starting to feel smoother, then we're on the right path. Just wait till you start using the full sizes so that you can give it that full 30-day experience. Are you ready to give the full sizes a try? Because we've got a great deal going on right now.
Okay, that's what I needed. Well, I don't know. I have to use my other stuff up. You know, I've invested a lot of money in it.
Yeah. I get that a lot. I got to use up my other stuff.
Okay.
Then what?
Then there's two things you can do. Okay. First of all, I always check to make sure that she's read the Libri versus the competition brochure. Because the one thing I'm going to do is get her to challenge. Have you had a chance, Shirley, to go back into the products you're currently using to see if any of the ingredients that are listed in the brochure are in the products you're using.
You know that acetone is there. My husband cleaned the car the other day with acetone.
Okay, now when you hear that, then you have to say, are you sure that you want to continue using that on your skin? A nickel is too much to spend for something that's going to do you more harm than good. And you know what, Shirley? Here's a great idea. I can help you earn free and discounted products. It sounds to me like you've invested money in this, and that's what your concern is, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. By being a LeBri hostess and inviting only four friends, you see where I'm taking her now?
Right, right to a lesson.
Right. I am not going to allow money to be the issue. But you see, the key is notice how I keep asking you questions.
Mm-hmm. But so you're trying to get her to admit that there are bad things in her product.
Right. Have you had a chance to look to see what's in the product you're using?
What if she hasn't? Or what if
I then you're going to encourage her to do that.
Okay. And then what if she says, well, you know what, give me another week or give me another. One lady said, you know what, I might just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, let's get you to the full sizes. And she went, well, give me a little more time.
Okay, did you try booking a lesson with her?
Well, yeah. I mean, I kind of, so she's just not there yet, because
mm-hmm.
these were samples that, somebody was doing sample to friend kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's never laid eyes on me, and I've not, so it's just these two phone calls.
Okay.
So I said, well, may I call you back Wednesday? So, I made it just two more days.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows,
right,
I'm going to call her back.
Speed it up. But the key thing is, if they're not ready for full sizes, you have to take the objection and turn it into a positive. Okay, you have to say, well, it's not a problem. If money is the issue, that's not a problem, because I can help you earn free and discounted products. Let me tell you what a LeBri hostess is and what a LeBri lesson is all about. And then, of course, you go into your booking script.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I found that when I was giving out samples, I got people excited. And back then, 7 years ago, we didn't have the program that we have today. It wasn't nearly as generous as our program is today.
Right.
But what my key thing, my door opener was, I care about you, Shirley,
mm-hmm.
and I want to make sure that you're not using products that are going to age your skin before it's time, because we only get one face per lifetime.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
See, because the whole thing is, and see, if people don't know you, another thing that I learned is, like, when people were referred to me through the name game or sample a friend program, and they didn't know me, and I could sense they were a little bit hesitant, this is what I learned to say to people, and it worked. I'd say, Barb, I know you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
All I wanted to share with you is I found something really special, and I know that if you give LeBri a try, you will never, ever regret it. It is that incredible.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah, it's the warmth. And
mm-hmm.
it's just being sincere and warm and caring. It's really that easy. And if you're a people person like I am, well, then you're just going to be very successful. Because it's not about making the sale.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of your head. It's not about making the sale. It's about helping people.
Okay.
See? And that's the key that's going to help you book those lessons and sell the product. But you got to move it forward. If they're not ready and it's a money thing, well, I got to use up. I spent a lot of money. Well, then it's a money thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then, hey, let's have a lesson. You can get these products free and discounted.
Mm-hmm.
See, and if she's not ready for that, then just simply say, well, how long? If you really have exhausted everything,
mm-hmm.
then you make a note and you say, well, how long do you feel it'll be until you've used up your products? And then if she says, well, another 5 weeks, then what I always would do is I would write her name and phone number in my appointment book.
Mm-hmm.
Call Mary Schmidt, was using ABC products, should be out about now. And then when I call her, I just simply say, hi, Mary, this is Linda calling, and I had talked to you about 5 weeks ago. I'd given you the LeBri Pure Natural samples, and you had mentioned that you'd be running out about now. So I wanted to call you and revisit about talking about having a LeBri lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given any more thought to that? And if she says, well, no, and I say, well, let me share with you again what a LeBri lesson is and what a LeBri hostess is. And then I go into my booking script. They're fun. They're educational. You get free products or facial masks. And see, I always like giving the facial mask when I give the samples out.
Yes.
I always give a facial mask because that usually grabs them.
Yep.
So don't neglect giving a facial mask. I mean, I would give the trio and the mask. Some people like giving the scrub or the eye gel, because generally if you give the eye gel, they're going to buy the five-piece anyway because they get that scrub for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we call it the five-piece mini starter kit. But I really believe that you can't, if someone says, if you get a little bit of a hesitancy, many times what we tend to do is we back off too quickly. And the key then there is not to back off, but it's to reassure her, to keep her excited, and simply say things like, well, you know, if you had a choice, do you prefer using chemically-based products or natural-based products? What would you prefer? See, and you get her to think, mm-hmm. well, yeah, I'd rather have natural. Who wants to use chemical-based, right?
Can I ask you one quick other thing?
Sure.
When I say, oh, it's pure and natural and go into that, they say, oh, are you Arbonne?
Oh, well,
are
that's...
you like that? So if I said that to you, what would your comeback be?
I'd say, no, not like Arbonne. Actually, I'm going to tell you, Shirley, we're a whole lot better because we don't use any heavy oils in our product.
Right.
Okay,
that's like years ago when people said to me, oh, is this like Mary Kay? Because that was a big competition years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, well, we sell skincare products, but we're not anything like Mary Kay. Or you can say, no, we're actually a lot better only because we don't use heavy oils. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're a lot better because we don't use. Okay, gotcha.
Right,
that's
because
exactly
we don't use
what
heavy
I was
oil.
Looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
Linda, this is Maria. Real quickly, can I just share a little quick testimony on the warmth of giving somebody a cold sample?
Sure.
I was taking my walk this morning, and I treated myself to some coffee at a restaurant, and I looked all grubby, and of course wasn't carrying samples with me at the time, and my waitress was had come over, and I just, you know, immediately looked at her, and you could tell she had, like, acne or rosacea or something on her face, and I said to her, you know, I was taking my walk. I normally have some samples for my business, but I went into my 30-second commercial. Have you ever heard of Labrie? She said no, and I go, are you looking for something to help correct your skin? And she says, actually, I am. I'm ready to go to the doctor's. And I go, what time do you get off work today? She said 3 o'clock. I said, I would love to come back here and treat you with some samples. And we talked, and it was very heartwarming. I mean, I really cared, and I think she felt that.
Mm-hmm.
So I says, I'm gonna look a little different, but I'll be back at 3. So I had some appointments, jumped in the shower, got dressed. I went back, waited for her in the lot, and it was like 3:04, and she hadn't come out. And I thought, oh, she's dishing me.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was waiting for me inside the restaurant. She called me because I, of course, got her phone number. And I'm in my car, and she says, hello, is this Maria? You came in this morning and had some coffee. And I go, oh, yeah, Ashley, I'm waiting for you. She goes, well, where are you? I says, I'm out in the parking lot waiting for you. She came running out. I got out of my car. She goes, oh, my goodness, you clean up pretty. So I gave her the samples, and the look on her face. She looked at me. She was so grateful. She hugged me, and she said, thank you so much.
Yep. That's what it's all about.
Now that was a cold sample. This woman doesn't know me from anywhere. She couldn't wait, and so I'm following up in 2 days. But, you know, it doesn't matter. You just have to be real and honest about helping other people, and it will all come through.
Yes, it will. It will. So, you know, thanks for sharing that, Maria. And there are so many, many, many more people out there like that. But the key thing, everybody, is you have to talk to enough people, because all you need is just a good, you know, 10, 15 people. Because think about all the people they know, all their coworkers and friends and family members, to get that momentum going for you.
That's I have a comment, too, if you have, like, a minute, Linda.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 9:05 already. This
yeah.
is good.
that's right. Well, we're not getting beeped yet, so that's
I know.
Okay.
This is great.
Okay. I'm going to be signing up with Victoria Mills soon here. And my name is Kelly.
Well, hi, Kelly. This is Maria. I've been looking for you.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I left you a message. Where are you?
Oh, I'm at my house. Yeah. I have to tell you the story. We'll talk.
Okay.
Anyway, so to make a long story short, though, I went into Marshall Fields because Victoria here had a party with Maria. And I came and bought the whole ensemble. And my skin was changed in less than a week. And so, I mean, like, drastic changes or dramatic. Well, anyway, I went and found products that I needed to return to Marshall Fields. I went into Marshall Fields, and I know all, you know, pretty much a lot of the ladies there anyway. I went to the cosmetic counter to return, and I had said to them, I said, you know, explaining the situation, like, I need to return this and stuff, but I said, I have found a product that has made the cake, put the icing on, and ate it too. And so, and I meant that wholeheartedly, and they knew that. And so, and then I was able to go in and educate. So, it's just like, I mean, just the comments like that have been really making a difference. And people guys are like, yeah, well, tell me about it.
Yeah. You know? But see, it's your natural enthusiasm.
Right.
And see, and that's how you have to approach people. If you approach them real stiff with a real serious look on your face, you know, that's not what you what. You know, that's not what you want to be doing. You want to be lighthearted. You want to have fun with this. Have a sense of humor with your business. And when people tend to be, you know, where you feel they're putting you off, then simply use the phrase that I always use. And I say, you know, Barb, I know you don't know me really well, but I'm doing this because I really believe in my product. I have heard and I've seen it do incredible things for people. And if you're looking for something better, if you're looking to upgrade your skincare, we're going to see better results. And a good word there is upgrade. Notice the word I just used?
Great word.
Yep. If you're looking to upgrade and really work with a skincare line that will do what we say it'll do, you're going to love La Brie. I'll tell you, once you try it, you're going to be amazed. You're never going to want to put anything else on your face. But you see, when you give them that starter pack, you need to also remember to put the La Brie in there, the La Brie Versus, because otherwise they're not getting much education. And it's education that will get them to understand the difference between what they have been using and what La Brie is all about. I know, Shirley, you brought up Arbonne. Arbonne uses water as the first ingredient.
Yeah.
Okay, Arbonne does not use. We have to remember, we use aloe. I mean, water is nothing to get that excited about. Everybody else uses water, too. Why do they use water? It's less costly for the company. It's expensive to harvest.
But they spin it as if it's all natural. I mean, you know what I mean.
Right, and it is. They have more natural ingredients than most.
It's the same spin.
Right.
You know, so people are getting it confused.
Right.
But they can't remember the name.
Right. But see, that'll change in time. You know, once La Brie becomes more dominant in your market area, they're going to know the difference because they're going to relate to us as the aloe company. Because we use aloe as the first ingredient. And the other thing that's important, too, is the hydrophilic. Talk about our products are hydrophilic and actually bring water into the skin. So,
well, and they do remember that they are more expensive.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Definitely. So that's the other thing to bring to people's attention. But the key thing is to focus in on some of the education without getting over technical. And the key thing is to just truly want to care about helping the person, not so much about making the sale. And even with booking lessons, you know, don't think about, well, you know, I got to get a hostess, I got to get this lesson booked. No, it's about you're helping, you're benefiting this person because you're going to help her get these exceptional products at a discount. And you're going to give her some stuff for free.
And our stuff isn't that expensive anyway. So, I mean, that's an awesome added bonus.
Yep, it's affordable, absolutely.
Right. Oh, it's really affordable.
Yep, and when you compare it to other brands that are out there, I mean, it's very affordable. I mean, there are moisturizers out there that are $50, and they start with water and mineral oil, for Pete's sake.
Or propylene glycol.
Right, you know. So, hey, go out there, have fun, make new friends, share La Brie with others, and you'll help a ton of people, and you'll make this, you know, make it your best month ever, but really expand yourself in the next month. So I hope you enjoyed the call, everybody.
Yes, we did. Thank you, Linda.
Have a great night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.